You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Welcome along to William Hill's Irish Racing Podcast. You join us on Sunday's edition of the podcast where we're looking ahead to a pretty decent card over at Punchestown. You'll hear every race live today on William Hill Racing Radio in the company of Mick Norton, James Millman and Rory Delaghi. We've got Punchestown on the Irish agenda and we've also got Huntingdon and Kelso domestically. But joining myself, Sam Norris, to look ahead to this Punchestown card, as ever, is our Irish racing expert, Andy Holding. Morning, Andy.
Morning, Sam.
How are you today? From a wet and windy Wales, I gather.
Absolutely, yeah. I decided to come away to the wettest part in the world for a few days' break. Yeah, so we spent the last couple of days just sort of drying our clothes off, really. Yeah, it's been pretty horrendous. But similarly to us down here, with Punchestown, I've had very much the worst of it as well. But at least there is light at the end of the tunnel and the meeting goes ahead, which is great news.
Yeah, they've managed to beat the weather in Punchestown, which can't be said for Clonmel on Thursday, Andy. Literally no sooner had we finished recording the podcast, it was abandoned.
I think that's the least amount of airtime my podcast have ever had. I think it lasted maybe 10 minutes. Probably didn't have a chance to put it up, did you?
No, I didn't. I just started to clip it up when I heard the news that it was abandoned.
Oh, well. But at least those horses that were due to run the other day are running today, so it's given them a heads up anyway with their chances.
Yeah, it certainly has. I'm glad this Punchestown card has survived the weather, Andy, because it's a good card all round, highlighted by a cracking renewal of the John Durkin Chase at 150.
Yeah, some of the big guns are now beginning to strut their stuff for the season. We saw Don Polly make a winning seasonal return yesterday, of course, at Aintree, and William Mullins has got his other two starts from last season. At Jackadam and Voice Orlido in the John Durkin, that Grade 1 show this afternoon. We're going to learn plenty of the... we're not going to tell us, you know, with regard to Gold Cup horses because it's a long old season and quite a few of these are running over the wrong grips. But at least, you know, we get a sight of them in action and it gives us a little bit of an indication of what we might expect later on in the season.
Yeah, certainly does. We'll get stuck into this Punchestown card then. We start at 12.05 with their first race of the day. A novice hurdle here over 2 miles. Looks a pretty decent one as well. A great view is the 2-1 favourite with us here. Attribution 5-2. Roman Gold 3-1. Never Russia Connie's 100-30. And the outside of the party at 100-1 is Irina Kaska. What did you make of the opener, Andy? Looks pretty competitive.
It does, doesn't it? Yeah. The race basically all about the future with quite a few of these horses. They're all going to be down the line, probably over 2.5 miles maybe. And as ever in these kind of events, Kingstown look as though they hold a very strong hand with the likes of Attribution and Roman Gold. And we've got JP McMahon, a great view also in there, just to make things a little bit more easy. Of the three I've just mentioned, I'm a big fan of Roman Gold, who's won his last two starts, both of them in really impressive fashion. The way this horse travels in his races, he's just got a really good attitude. He seems an honest and straightforward type. And the likeable thing about him as well, he's got a nice turn of foot at the end of his races now. But even dropping back to 2 miles shouldn't be a concern because he travelled just as well and was equally impressive the time before over 2 miles. So he's that good combination is what we're after here. Jack Kennedy, the find of the season, this amazing 16-year-old who Ralph Gordon takes the ride as well. So all things point in the direction for Roman Gold once again. That's a really huge race. And it's not a bad price, about 3-1 mark.
Roman Gold then the pick for Andy in the 12.05. We move ahead to the next race on the card. This is the 12.40. 2.5 miles the trip for this one. It's a maiden hurdle with 17 to sort out. And York Hill heads affairs here at 8-15. Road to Respect is 5-1. 10-1 for Andy Ogmore. The Big Apple is 11-1. It's bigger prices for the rest of them. York Hill was due to run on that abandoned Clonmel card on Thursday, Andy. Comes here, though, in what looks a bit of a tougher assignment on paper.
This race of York Hill's profile, he's very much going the right way. He's a lovely horse. He's going to be a chaser in time. But he ran in a couple of really good bumpers last year at Garvan Park, beating a decent field. And then when he won at the Punchestown Festival, beating two very smart individuals in the show, Kai Corral and the Nicky Henderson stable, and, more importantly, stable companion up for review, who's beaten 20 lengths back in third. And that horse, of course, has already won and made a bright start to his hurdling career by winning very easily the other day. I think they're talking about the Albert Bartley for him towards the rest of the season. And York has been campaigning around the 2.5 mile mark of the season. So you'd imagine the Neptune would be his race at the Cheltenham Festival. So this looks an ideal opportunity for him. Decent, obviously, heavy ground is not ideal for any horse to start their hurdling career, but it is what it is. And hopefully he'll get through the ground no problem and provide William Mullins with yet another win in these kind of events.
York Hill then, the vote for Andy in at 12.40. We move ahead to the 1.15 now. This is a 2.5 mile handicap hurdle. And the market fronted by Oscar Sam, who is 11-4. 11-2 at Balkinstown. Holding the wall bar is 8-1. Same price for Woodford Island and All Summer Long. 12s or bigger, the remainder of them. What do you fancy in this one, Andy?
Well, I'd probably have to go with Oscar Sam here. Of course, first-time winner for Jessica Harrington last time out at Clonmel. And it looks as though that Jessica had sprinkled some magic dust on this horse because he pulled up the four previous connections. He was really well fancied that day. So he's obviously got plenty of ability, but Jessica seems to have unravelled it better than most. And the handicappers actually could have taken a more dim view than what he actually has. He's only put this horse up £6, which means it's in similar grade. We know it handles heavy ground. We know it travels really well. Got a useful turn of foot at the end of its races. This, having said that, would be as easy as the market suggests, because there are one or two informed horses against him. I'd like to book and stand hole in the wall bar. And Woodford Island all represent, reasonable handicap for. I do think Oscar Sam's got a little bit more improvement to come, and with the Jesse Harrington to absolutely flying at the moment, I'm going to take him to justify 3-1 favouritism.
Oscar Sam, then it is for Andy in the 1.15. We'll move on to the feature race of the day now at Punchestown. The 1.50, this is the John Durkin Memorial Punchestown Chase. It's a Grade 1 over 2.5 miles, over €50,000 to the winner here, and Jack Adam is the 9-4 favourite, the Gold Cup runner-up, of course. Followed in by Valso Lido, who is 3-1, 9-2 about Gil Gamboa. Fox Rock is 7's chance, 8-1 for Hidden Cyclone. Clarkham is 14-1. And Flemingstar is the outsider at 33-1. Looks a great renewal of this race, Andy, with all the market principals making their seasonal reappearance.
I'm a big fan of Valso Lido, and speed figure-wise, well, he posted some of the very times for a novice last season. Of course, he managed to win first time up last year, so arguably this angle won't be such a problem with him. And look, he was really impressive next time out, of course, when he won the Drimmore on his second start. So he's supposed to catch right fresh. He probably takes less getting fit than Jack Adam. Because he's available to back at a slightly bigger price, I'm tending to lead towards him, although I wouldn't have a massive view. So Valso Lido is the token choice in the John Durkin.
Valso Lido then, 3-1 at the time of recording with us here at William Hill. We move ahead to the 2.25 now. This is a beginner's chase over 2 mile and 6 furlongs. Pont Alexandra is the 8-11 favourite here for William Mullins. Balbir Dumathan is 7-2, 6-1 nickname exit. Talbot Road is 14-1. Bigger prices for the rest of them. Another smart William Mullins individual, Andy, but another one coming here off a long layoff. We haven't seen this one since 2013.
No, he obviously had one or two issues. He hasn't been raced the last 2 years. But this is what he's always looked towards it throughout his career, Pont Alexandra, since, you know, when he can jump a fence. He's basically been marking time, hasn't he? He's a huge individual. And even though he was disappointing on his last start, when he failed to justify a massive gamble in the Neptune, a lot of people are going to be eagerly waiting his chasing day afternoon. So with a clear round, he probably is the one to beat here, but he won't be an absolute pusher up against the likes of Balbar de Mathan and Mexican. I'd like to concentrate on Balbar de Mathan, obviously now trained by Alan Fleming, who's had a wonderful start to this season. Obviously he's got a lot of nice horses now, all running in the Barry O'Connell colours. He had this horse, of course, off Gordon Elliott, and if you look at his very best form last season, particularly when he was second to Levon Dantan at Leopardstown in a very fast run race, he's got every chance of going really well in this particular race. He was disappointing on his last start, but that surely is true, wasn't it? When he was sent off an odds-on favourite that day. He's a big, strong, strapping, chasing type. And similarly to the favourite, the world definitely is always to have offences. So the prices this morning, 8-11, 7-2, I do think there's not a great... I don't think there's much between them as the market suggests. So obviously I'm going to go with the one at the bigger price in the shape of Balbir de Mathan.
I'll be in Matham then for Andy in the 2.25. The penultimate race on Punchestown's card today comes up at 2.55. This is a handicap chase again over 2.06. Empire of Dirt is the 3-1 favourite here. Sizing Gold, 4-1. 11-2 for Sumus Novios. Barely Legal is 10-1. It's bigger prices for the rest of them. What was the fancy here, Andy?
Yeah, I'm a real massive fan of Empire of Dirt, even though his form figures are a little bit iffy of late. I mean, somehow he's managed to get himself on the floor three times in his last four starts, so you'd think, well, this horse is a bit of a one-way ticket to disaster here. But I actually think this horse is quite a good jumper, if that is not contradictory in terms. On two of the last three falls, he's actually over-jumped rather than anything else when he had the racing safety list. Four starts ago, and of course last time at Navin in the Troy Town, it's just the natural exuberance and the fact that he was going so well that actually I think he won the floor more than anything else. He was really good when he won at Nace in between times, handling the ground and powering strongly late on to beat handicappers. And I do think this horse is potentially still very well handicapped at 132. I do think he's capable of going a lot higher. And one of these days, a big pot will definitely come his way, of course, if to avoid mishap. Hopefully it'll be today. I think the soft ground will help him because it means it'll go a little bit slower and it'll help him eye up a little bit more. And 3-1, he's definitely worth another go.
Empire of Dirt then for Andy in the 2.55. The final race on today's card then is a bumper over 2 miles at 3.25. Blow by blow heads affairs here for Willie Mullins at 10-11. 15-8 for Jet. Tamlock Boy is 12-1. 20-1 or bigger prices. The rest, the market here, Andy, has it as a two-horse race. Do you see it going that way?
That's pretty much how I'd see it here. Willie Mullins is very complimentary about Blow by Blow, of course, yesterday in his analysis piece that he does on a Saturday. So obviously there's a big high expectation that this gelding by Robin Deschamps will make a winning debut. Of course, Connections took this race last year with Live Laugh Love, who went on to run well at the Punchestown Festival. But this won't be a typical pushover, because he does have a nice horse suggesting Harrington's called Jet, who of course is a half-brother to Jet Ski. And he ran really well on debut behind a nice horse at Leopardstown before being slightly disappointing on his next over this course and distance when he was only fourth behind Disc. Obviously, he's going to have to brush that run aside and prove that he can get back to the kind of form that he showed first half. There's every chance with it coming from an informed team such as Jessica Harrington that he will. So this is a really interesting matchup to end the card. I'd probably go with the favourite here just because, you know, Mullins in these kind of events is very, very difficult to oppose when he's got a strongly fancied one.
Blow, blow, blow then it is for Andy in the 3.25. Just remind us, please, one more time of your selections for a good day's racing at Punchestown.
Yeah, star-studded card today at Punchestown this afternoon. Glad it's got the go-ahead because we'd certainly be starved of some good action if it was called off. In the first race, Roman Gold is also really like, and I'm looking to stick with him until he gets beaten. In the 12th quarter, York Hill should make a winning hurdling debut on the road to the Cheltenham Festival next season. Oscar Sam still looks as though he's a well-handicapped horse on the basis of his Clonmel romp the other day. He gets the vote in the 1.15. The big race of the day, I do think William Mullins holds all the aces here with Jackadam and Devil's a leader, but I'll go with who represents last year's winning connections, of course, of the Gigging Standard operation. And they get 2.25. Really intriguing beginner's chase. Is worth certainly looking forward to here. And it's a good match for Belba, the Mathan and Alexandra with Alan Fleming's charge in the vote. And it's 55. My best bet on the card is Empire of Dirt, who hopefully will avoid a mishap this afternoon because I still think he's a very good horse in the making. And in the final race, Kingstown Stud should have a very good day this afternoon and hopefully be rounded off by a winner in the shape of Blow by Blow.
There we are, Andy Holding's thoughts ahead of the action today at Punchestown. And remember to join us on William Hill's Racing Radio from 11.50pm. We'll have every Punchestown card covered in full, as well as Huntingdon and Kelso in the company of Mick Norton, James Millman and Rory Delaghi for a star-studded Sunday. Thank you very much for joining me on this edition of the podcast, Andy, and we'll speak again soon.
Thanks very much, Sam.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.